Hey guys, today Katie and I are sharing our best tips to meal prep like a boss. If your weeks tend to be busy, then meal prepping can save you a ton of time and it'll keep you eating healthy through the week. Let's get to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
All right, so today we're talking about meal prepping, and Katie and I are in completely different situations when it comes to meal prepping right now. Katie recently moved back in with her parents, so she's meal prepping on her own with food that they buy, and then I'm meal prepping with David, and I'm also at home most of the time, so I'm not meal prepping my lunches.
Yeah, I love grocery shopping. I am the type of person I can grocery shop for hours, and I enjoy that stuff, so it's definitely was a transition moving back home for me, but at the same time, the point of me living at home is to save money. So yeah, totally different when I don't do all the shopping.
Yeah, you probably have different temptations. I'm sure there's advantages and disadvantages of being back at home.
I'm pretty lucky that my family eats pretty healthy most of the time. Even though all of the kids have moved out, I'm one of six, there's always gonna be snack items. You know, we always have treats and stuff if we want them. My grandma used to live with us, and she always, always, always had to have dessert. So there's always something, whether you want it or not, which is awesome, but awful.
Yeah, I can totally see that. My first tip is that there's really two versions of meal prepping. So when you think of meal prepping, you might think about those, like the pictures that you see on Instagram, where the person has meal prepped their entire breakfast, their entire lunch, their entire dinner for 7 days. That's one version of meal prepping. The second version of meal prepping is really prepping the different ingredients that you're gonna have during the week. So not putting together your lunch or putting together your dinner, but getting the ingredients ready so that whenever you go to really prep it, it's easily put together. Because when I think of like the more extreme version of meal prepping, it just sounds like, oh my gosh, it's gonna take so much time. And what if I don't wanna eat that food in 7 days? A lot of those kind of things pop in my head. So I do the second version where I meal prep a whole crock pot of chicken, I'll meal prep chili to have during the week, things that are gonna make it more smooth, but I'm still gonna have some flexibility on what I wanna eat day to day.
The dietitian in me has to add this food safety tip, because just so you know, poultry, and we'll talk a little bit about leftovers and all that, but once you cook something, typically it's safe for about 3 to 4 days. I think 5 days is stretching it, but yeah, sometimes you'll see people prep out for like a week. And if you eat it in that time, that's fine, but don't let it go any longer or you might get sick. Don't say I didn't tell you so. My first tip for meal prepping is, number one, the very first thing you need to do is plan out your menu. So I like to take a blank sheet of computer paper, or I'll actually do it in my planner and look at my week. I usually meal prep for Monday through Friday. I use Saturday and Sunday as kind of my wiggle room. I'm usually traveling, so maybe I'll use kind of some leftovers that I have from Monday through Friday, but I like to have a little bit of wiggle room. So plan out your menu. If you're just starting out meal prepping, maybe Monday and Wednesday are the same menu, and then Tuesday and Thursday are the same menu. So that way it's not overwhelming, and plan out, what are you gonna have for breakfast? What are you gonna have for lunch? What are you gonna have for dinner? Always plan like you're always gonna be hungry all the time. So what snacks are you gonna have? Is Monday a busier day than Tuesday? Let's say Monday morning, I have clients. So I know I need a quick grab and go breakfast. Versus Tuesday, I have a little more time. If I wake up, I like to have eggs or something that takes a little more time.
If you know that you're gonna be busier later in the week for dinner, then maybe you make dinner on Monday and Tuesday, and then you have those leftovers on Wednesday and Thursday. And in my life, leftovers are king. I remember as a kid, I hated leftovers. When my mom was saying that we were gonna have leftovers, it was the worst.
Wah, wah.
But nowadays, oh my gosh, leftovers are awesome, because I liked it the first time and now I don't have to do any of that work and I get to eat it again.
Yeah, and plan out your menu. You know, the internet's a beautiful thing. Look up recipes. Get excited for what you're going to eat. You know, you don't have to eat chicken, rice, and broccoli every day. That's such a stereotypical Instagram meal prep. That's what real meal preppers do. That is baloney.
Yeah, there's so many things that you can have. As I've started to accumulate dinner recipes for David and I, and I've tried to think of, you know, a variety of foods that we can have. Some are more healthy than others, but, you know, if we're eating them all together, then it's a healthy diet over time. And I've tried to think about, like, foods that sound really fun to eat and then finding healthier versions. Like, I found this recipe for a healthier version of the P.F. Chang lettuce wraps, and oh my gosh, it's so good and so easy.
That sounds phenomenal. My next tip is to make a grocery list based off your menu. Like I said, starting out, you're going to have to do a little math. Look up how many servings does that make. Okay, does that require 3 chicken breasts? You know, how many apples are you going to eat during the week? Are you having an apple Monday, Tuesday? Okay, then you need 2 apples. And then what about Thursday, Friday? Actually do a little math, plan it out, make your grocery list, because the more specificity you put behind your grocery list, the easier it's going to be to get in and out. And then the second part to that tip is stick to it. You know, it's so easy to get overwhelmed by all the different new items, but if you have your list, it's like your game plan. It's like your workout when you go to the gym. If you go to the gym without a planned workout or some sort of game plan of what you're going to do, you'll be there forever and you won't get anything accomplished. Same thing with the grocery. Have your plan, get in, get out.
Totally agree with that. So I actually order my groceries online through a local grocery store, and then I go and pick it up and they load it into my car. Look in your local area to see if they have this service, because it is fantastic. I've been doing it for almost a year now, and if it went away, I would just be devastated.
I would freaking love that. I have a confession. If I am left alone at the grocery store, I can be there for like 2 hours. So I usually have to make my boyfriend go with me, because he's very like, okay, quick, where are we going? In and out. Like, it makes me make decisions. Like I said, it could be there for hours. I will sit there and I'll compare the different labels. Okay, what's the better bang for my buck? Which label is more nutritious? Why is this? You know, I just have such a different brain in the grocery store that I just freaking love it.
I am the exact same way. I mean, before I had Samantha, Dave and I would joke, him or I or us together would go to the grocery store every single day. Like, one day we'd go to Whole Foods, then we'd go to the regular grocery store, and then we'd go to whatever. Like, we were always going to the grocery store because it was just like the place that we hung out.
Definition of Fit Friends happy hour. We don't hang out at a bar. We just go to the grocery store. That's where we kill time.
Weirdos. So I still go to the grocery store sometimes to like pick up random things. But this saves me, you know, an hour inside of a grocery store bagging stuff whenever Samantha is just like trying to get out of the seat and have a great time. So this is essential, especially for the stage of life that I'm in.
It's what, a $5 charge depending where you're at. But in my opinion, that is totally worth it. Like, time is money. Next tip is keep it simple. Especially, like I said, if you're starting out, don't make this complicated. Don't get overwhelmed by the amount and just the task of meal prepping. So keep it simple. Eat the similar meals. One example that I like to do with this is, you know, let's say I'm having chicken. Chicken is my protein that I'm having for lunch. So I will, you know, make a crock pot full of shredded chicken, and I'll eat it maybe for lunch, plain on top of a salad with some seasoning. And then I'll use that same chicken shredded in the evening for, throw a little sriracha, throw some salsa on it, make chicken tacos. You could put it in a wrap. You could put it in a bowl on top of quinoa. You know, I usually just throw things in a bowl. But keep it simple. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't try out any crazy recipes. You know, do something that you kind of know or you're familiar with, or if you're browsing recipes, something that's like, okay, you know, I could do that. The more comfortable you get, you're going to gain confidence, just like any skill. And then you can get a little fancier and you'll be quicker at it.
Yeah. And some people want to get better at cooking and they want variety. Some people, they don't care. They can eat the same thing all the time. And if you're that kind of person, then that's fine. I mean, we want you to eat a variety of foods, but if you can eat the same lunch for the whole week, okay, cool. And then next week, change it up, you know, change the vegetables up or change the protein source, whatever it is. If you're not the type of person that wants to cook, if you would just love if someone would just come cook you a healthy dinner every night, you totally should try one of those dinner services. I haven't tried any of these, but I know Blue Apron, and there's another one. I think it's called Something Fresh.
My sister and brother-in-law have tried Blue Apron, and I was actually there when they cooked a meal, and it was, I think they're pretty fancy meals, like pretty gourmet, but with those, they actually come with all the ingredients and the recipe, so it's pre-portioned out, you know, but you still have to, I think, chop up your onion or, but it's a great way to definitely try new recipes.
Yeah, the thing that first pops into my head when I think of that is, oh, that's a waste of money, or that's going to be expensive, but if you're going out a lot, or you're wasting food because you're buying it and then you're not cooking, then it really could be a solution for you. My last tip is specifically about snacks. Because, you know, you think a lot about what you're gonna have for breakfast, what you're gonna have for lunch, what you're gonna have for dinner. But I think snacks are just as important because if you're at the office, you know, you have your healthy lunch that you brought to the office, but then it's 10 a.m., let's say you brought in a banana for a snack. Well, then someone from your office tells you, oh yeah, they bought bagels, or oh, there's donuts and coffee. All of a sudden your banana is just like this lame banana, and the only thing you want is those donuts or bagels, right? Duh, we've all been in this situation before. So prep your snacks out and bring more snacks than you might even need.
That is such a good tip. I never really understood the whole office snack stuff until I was actually in the environment. I like a donut every once in a while, but when you're in an office setting, oh my gosh, I've totally learned from mistake. Why do I want that donut? I don't even like the donut, but it's so much more appealing, like you said, than my one banana. I like the idea that you said packing more snacks than you plan on that necessarily are in your meal plan, because there's just some days where you're hungrier than others, you know? Listen to your body, listen to your hunger cues, not emotional eating. Refer to the last episode. But Paulina just texted me today and she said, oh no, 10 a.m. I already ate my afternoon snack, you know, so expect the unexpected.
Yeah, and it's better to eat more snacks that are healthy than it is to eat all your food and then it be 3 o'clock and you're still hungry and then there's that vending machine. Bad news with the vending machine. Bad news.
If you don't feel comfortable snacking, like, I don't know, some people think that's weird. It's not that weird. People might look at you weird at first, but they're probably just jealous that they don't have a snack. So if that works for your life, you know, pick a polite snack. Don't crunch on an apple or some celery sticks when you've got a coworker right behind you. Pick quieter snacks, but don't let that be your barrier of what someone else thinks, being all judgy because you're being healthy. You know, people are going to judge you either way, so might as well be for being healthy.
Yeah, might as well just do whatever you want. One thing that I've learned about myself over time is that in the afternoon, I usually crave something that's sweeter. So I used to try to eat veggies and hummus, you know, around 3 or 4, and I never wanted to eat them. Like, I just would always bring them home. What I changed was I'll save one of my fruits for in the afternoon, you know, with some peanut butter or PB2, or I'll have a protein bar in the afternoon because that's sweeter. So I'd recommend just kind of getting to know your own taste preferences so that you're still looking forward to those snacks.
So funny that you say that, because every time I've gone to the store, I think, okay, what's my afternoon snack going to be? And I always say veggies and hummus. I have 4 things of hummus in my fridge right now because I never eat it, because that's exactly right. So I'm going to take that tip into action tomorrow. No more hummus. I need a break.
Yeah, I feel that way with hummus.
To quickly recap our tips, 1, plan out your menu. 2, make your grocery list, and of course, stick to it. Use an online service if you need, but stick to the plan. 3, keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Pick easy recipes. You can always experiment later. 4, try a dinner service, something like Blue Apron or something in your area that takes out the guesswork for you, that lets you experiment with different recipes until you become a boss at meal prepping. And 5, assume you're always gonna be hungry and pack healthy snacks.
All right, so we're gonna post our meal prep picks on Instagram, and we'd love to see your guys's. So post your meal prep pick on Instagram, use the hashtag FFHH, which of course stands for Fit Friends Happy Hour, so that we can see what your meal prep looks like and we can get ideas from each other, right?
I can't wait. I'm a little nervous though. I have a feeling that our listeners are gonna be bomb meal preppers, and I'm gonna have like this ugly rotten avocado and dry chicken.
All right, well, that's it for today. Please send us your questions, of course. Find us on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Subscribe.
We love you.
We do love everyone that listens.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. and we will talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked today's episode, please share it with a friend or write us a review on iTunes. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. See you next week.